Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs.
Oh boy.
Where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleagues, Joseph Omar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. I begin in Mexico because it's the big partner, it's North America. Its trading relationship with the U.S. is vital, especially with the supply chain questions open now about shifting away from China. And there's a new name in Mexico. I'm learning about Eduardo Verástegui. He is a veteran actor, telenovelas, which are my favorite kind of melodrama. In fact, sometimes I think all of South and Central America politics are a telenovela. But in any event, he is now looking to enter into the presidential race. Joseph, you know Eduardo Verástegui personally. What does he represent in Mexico?
So Eduardo's Verástegui, he's most recently known to be a very verbose proponent of moral issues. I think there's two issues in particular that he's spoken a lot about in recent years. The first is the pro-life movement, anti-abortion, which resonates quite a bit with religious communities in Mexico, most notably the Catholic community, which is very large in the country. And he's been a champion of the pro-life issue that transcends borders. I mean, he's been a champion of that, not just in Mexico, but also in other countries. But that kind of gave him his first stint outside of not Hollywood, but outside of the movie industry in Mexico to be started looking at more political issues. And then the second is a combination of both, I think, his political aspirations, his concerns inside the country, but also his movie making, and that's human trafficking. He's probably been the single-handedly one of the most loudest, credible, and strongest proponents to clamp down on the human trafficking networks that are pervasive throughout the world. This includes pedophilia networks. It includes child traffickers, sex trafficking, and all the alike. And so he produced this very popular and successful movie that many people, I'm sure, have heard of, maybe have seen, called Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom wasn't expected to do very, very big in the box office. It wasn't really promoted by any major Hollywood production, but it did very well. It beat out Indiana Jones on its opening weekend. It's been one of the most successful movies this year. And he's the producer of that movie, but he's also the champion of that cause about human trafficking. So these two issues, pro-life and human trafficking, have been kind of the campaign issues, the platform, so to speak, that Eduardo Verástegui is going to be using, I think, if he can collect the signatures necessary to be a presidential candidate in Mexico.
Already the contest is underway from the point of view of AMLO and his Morena party. He has endorsed the former mayor of Mexico City, Ms. Sheinbaum. The challenge is a woman who's an entrepreneur and identified with an indigenous people, Galvez. So do you see Verástegui taking votes from either, presuming he gets qualified for the presidential ticket next year? What side does he take votes from, Joseph?
So this is interesting, John, because, you know, obviously if he qualifies, and they think he has until January to collect the signatures necessary to be a candidate. And if he does do that, I think he actually can take from both candidates, to be honest with you. He's probably more closely aligned both politically and in terms of his political values with PAN, the political party aligned with Xochitl Galvez. However, there are many people inside the PAN coalition that perhaps, you know, they would vote for Galvez, they will support Galvez, but they are more conservative, and they don't maybe view Galvez as the most conservative member of the PAN coalition. They maybe look at her a little bit more more moderate, and they want someone that has a little bit more strong moral compass in terms of these specific issues. So they may go to Eduardo Verástegui. He can take votes from the PAN in that sense, but he can also take votes from Claudia Sheinbaum, and I'll explain why. because Claudia Sheinbaum, aside being she's the Morena candidate, which is a leftist political party in Mexico, it's the ruling party of AMLO, she's looking to take votes from right-wing coalitions in Mexico, which she'll need in order to win the election. Among those, but my understanding is that they're most focused on are the religious networks, specifically Catholic networks. Eduardo Verástegui could be an obstacle for her as well, because if he becomes a candidate, I think he may get some of the strongest support from the Catholic community inside Mexico, which is not a small community. And he could be an obstacle for Claudia Sheinbaum being able to enter that community to get votes. So he could actually take from both of them. I think most immediately would probably be from Xochitl Galvez in the PAN. But he's really a spoiler in the election. Some call it a long shot, but you know, there's been long shots that have won elections in recent memory around the world. So you know, we wish him the best of luck.
There are a number of elections underway, and Ernesto, I come to you about Argentina because it's such an important part of Brazil's economy. Trade with Argentina, it's a profoundly troubled country with inflation well over 100%. It is deeply in debt to the IMF and other creditors. There are three candidates who've now entered into the first of mandatory two debates. Milei, the libertarian, Bullrich, the security-conscious former minister, and Massa, the finance minister representing the status quo ante. The debate turned on education, it turned on the debt, it certainly turned on security. What do you believe at this point, from your observation of Argentine politics, is most important to the voters? So the first round is October 22nd.
Well, John, I think it's definitely the economy, and not only on the surface, but Argentinians are realizing that their model, their economic model that comes from, well, many decades is over. And I don't believe they would vote for more of the same, which would come with Massa, or for cosmetic changes that we might expect under Patricia Bullrich. So, and I think that's the strongest point of Javier Milei, the fact that he has a proposal, a radical proposal to dollarize the Argentinian economy, but that's the kind of hope that Argentinians want to hear about. And he's also anti-corruption, anti-system. Argentinians know that you cannot solve the dire issues that they have with the same sort of politicians, professional politicians, even if Massa is better than, obviously, than Cristina Kirchner, for example. I mean, this is professional politics in Argentina, the usual give and take that we also have in Brazil, and this would not solve the problems. So I believe Argentinians would tend to vote for this radical change that Milei represents. The question is whether at the moment of casting their votes, they're going to, Milei is too new, too radical, let's play safe, even if we know that the safe is not good, the safe is a mediocre economy, crisis prone, but that's how voters are, right?
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Omar, executive director of Secure Free Society. There are other elections underway or near too. When we come back, Ecuador, violence, Guatemala, lawfare, and Bolivia, Morales is back. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Bachelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.